Game one of the NLDS between the Dodgers and Nationals coming your way from the nation's capital. Clayton Kershaw on the hill for LA going up against Max Scherzer. First inning, Corey Seager at the dish facing Scherzer.
Here's Corey Seager. You talked about him during the open. Harold sends this one to deep center field. It is gone! First career postseason home run for Seager, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning.
Now Turner swings and misses at a breaking ball, slider, and he is down on strikes. Now the 3-2 on the way to Bryce Harper. Swung on and missed, strike three. Fastball at 96, up and away. Kershaw on 2-2 into the wind. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and Kershaw strikes out the side here in the first.
So the Dodgers with a runner in scoring position with one out, Utley at the plate. A 2-2 from Scherzer, and it's ripped into right center. Here's Tolles around third. He will score, and the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead.
Outstanding season for Turner with a fly ball to left field. Worth is going back. He's in front of the wall. He leaps, and it is gone. A home run. Justin Turner, a two-run shot into the Dodger bullpen. And the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead.
And now base hit, we pick up two runs.
Payoff pitch from Kershaw, base hit into left field. Harper scores, here comes Worth. It's a 4-2 game.
Worth runs pretty well over third.
The 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three on a breaking ball. He gets Espinoza for the third time tonight.
Well, this is an interesting scenario because you have Murphy on with that injury he's had where you really can't run like he used to.
There goes Murphy. Throw down to second is in time.
Here's a 2-2. Popped up near second base. The wind now wreaking havoc with Seager, who makes the catch about halfway between the mound and second base.
Payoff pitch from Jansen. Call strike three. Down on strikes to end the inning.
Again, the 1-2. Kenley Jansen to Jason Worth. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and the Dodgers hang on.
The Dodgers take game one 4-3. Clayton Kershaw gets the win, allowing three runs in five innings. The bullpen does the rest, going four scoreless frames, giving up just one hit, capped by Kenley Jansen recording a five-out save. Justin Turner finishes with two hits and two RBIs. LA looks to take a 2-0 series lead on Saturday. Rich Hill on the mound up against Tanner Roark. After the game, Nats starter Max Scherzer talked about the tough loss in Game 1.
The guys at the plate really did their job today of getting big hits when we needed it, finding ways to move runners over, and just had an overall good job at the plate.
A lot of stressful situations for Game 1, though, from the fans' perspective, really lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. We're a good team. They beat us by one run tonight. Fortunately, I had a hand in that, giving up those extra runs there, I think, in the third inning. That will keep me up late at night.
The pitch to Turner in that third inning, what was it? And then obviously, you didn't get it where you wanted it.
Yeah, it was a curveball. Shouldn't have thrown that pitch.
After that, next several innings pretty smooth. What was different from that point on?
I just kind of got in rhythm, was able to find the bottom of the zone, find the outside half of the plate against their left-hand hitters. And my changeup was really working tonight. I had a good feel with that, had a good feel with the pitch behind the count with it. Was able to also throw it down the zone as well and below the zone. So that was really my best pitch of the evening.
Real quick turnaround tomorrow, your thoughts on the team standing behind Roark and what he can get done for you guys tomorrow in game two?
We just got to come out here and give the same type of effort, and hopefully, we come out victorious. We got to find a way just to scratch costs, a couple more runs, and keep them from scoring. It comes down to the little things. So it might come down to a single pitch, and that's the difference between winning and losing.
Nationals manager Dusty Baker on his team falling by a run in Game 1 at home.
Dusty, you had plenty of opportunities to get that fourth run. How frustrating was it that you couldn't get that last run? And in the seventh inning, Daniel Murphy was on first, and he was caught stealing. Was that a missed sign? Or?
No, it wasn't a missed sign. I'll start backwards. I mean, our guys have the green light if they think that the guy slowed to the plate, which Baez is. guess his leg felt better, you know, than I imagined, because he's running pretty good on that ball. So, you know, that's not what lost the game. I mean, we had plenty of opportunities to score, and you know, even before that. So, that's kind of the saga of the year. You know, we didn't hit with runners in scoring position, and you know, Mac settled down after. You know, it was a big two-run blow. You know, by the third baseman, that was big. He hung a curveball in the first pitch of the game. Well, the first pitch that Sager saw, you know, hit it out of the ballpark. And that was really all the scoring. And, you know, both bullpens pitched well. You know, there wasn't any scoring past the fourth, I think. And but, you know, we had opportunities. Zim hit the ball a ton tonight, a couple balls we thought he's flirting with the fence, and I just didn't get enough of it.
Dusty, given Murphy's condition, how surprised were you when you saw him take off? And in retrospect, was that a play you endorsed as aggressive, or maybe you would have rather
not done it? Yeah, I mean, I was surprised, but I mean, like I said, he, you know, we got the stopwatch on those guys. And, you know, he's being aggressive, and he thought he had a chance to steal the base. You know, we stole second and third. You know, everybody says great play, and then when you get thrown out, they say it's not. And, you know, if you're going to run, you're going to get caught stealing sometime. Like I said in the past, that's why it's called stealing. And, you know, you're going to get caught sometime.
Obviously, a lot of people have trouble with Kershaw, and I know mm-hmm. you guys have been working with Espinosa in particular on shortening up and stuff.
Right.
After a night like this, how can you help him maybe adjust more quickly, or, you know, what can he change to kind of make a quick?
Well, you know, I mean, this is – you know, it's not the first time this happened this year. But then Espinosa can turn around and hit the next pitch out of the ballpark. You know, that's what's kind of frustrating when you don't know, you know, he was swinging at balls, you know, out of the zone, and then balls in the zone, he wasn't catching up to it. His swing was long, you know, tonight. And, you know, he had a, you know, he didn't have a very good night. But then tomorrow, we got a left-hander going tomorrow, so he's back in there tomorrow.
Yeah. Dusty, how good you mentioned Zimmerman earlier. How good was it to see him get those two hits and look like he should have had more?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was real good. I mean, he's being aggressive. He's seeing the ball well, and it's right on time. And we anticipate more of that tomorrow, you know, during the game. And, you know, he just missed two home runs, one to right and one to left. And so, you know, that's a great sign, you know, when he's hitting the ball like that.
You had Kershaw in four big jams, hit the ball all over the ballpark against him. What did you see that you were able to take advantage of? Was he missing over the plate?
Well,
did you have a good plan?
You know, he was very sharp early. And, you know, then he wasn't sharp in the middle innings. So you saw he almost had 100 pitches in five innings with Justin like Kershaw. And the main thing is, you know, he's bouncing a lot of his breaking balls, and we stayed off his breaking ball because most of them our balls, and you know, when he gets that breaking ball working, you know, the strikes are so off speed and coming out of the sky that, you know, they're hard to pick up. And you know, like I said, you know, we had him on the ropes you know, a couple times, and you know, the big hit just escaped us.
Dusty, what did you make of Pedro Severino in his first postseason action?
Yeah, I mean he did a great job, you know. And he did a great job calling pitches. I mean, he hit a couple balls extremely hard, especially the ball to third baseman. I mean, that caught him. I don't know if he caught it, but it caught him. And, you know, Sevy was Sevy. You know, he has good life. I mean, you know he's exuberant. You know that he wants to win.
Max has had such a good year, 120, may win the Cy Young, but that's 33 home runs now. Mm-hmm. What is the pattern that makes him so
well, run? You know, like I said, I mean, you know, they were first ball jumping him early, like Sager did. And so evidently, you know, everybody knows that he's going to throw a lot of strikes and a lot of, you know, early strikes because they attacked him like in his last start like that. But then as soon as he started working with his breaking ball and his changeup, you know, he was, you know, the Max that we know, you know, but he made a mistake to a very good hitter. Like I said, he hung curveball. And, you know, man, that guy's been a thorn in our side all year long.
Dusty, how good was it to see Wilson Ramos throw out that first pitch?
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, we hadn't seen him in a couple of days, and then all of a sudden he showed up. And, you know, we're all happy to see him, and the fans are happy to see him. And, you know, we were just, you know, he brought a life, you know, a lot of life to the dugout and a lot of life to this stadium. And there's a lot of love in the stadium going around for, you know, for Wilson. And so I'm hoping that, you know, he comes back tomorrow.
Jack Morris and how Max Scherzer looked in game one.
When you look at Scherzer's line on Friday, 6 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, but the number that really sticks out and makes you cringe if you're a Nats fan, the 2 home runs allowed.
Yeah, and that was the story of his game. He pitched a pretty good game if you take away those 2 home runs. Corey Seager got him on the first pitch he saw of Max this year, and then Justin Turner, the 2-run homer. That crooked number seems to always hurt you, especially when you're in a pretty good pitcher's duel early in the game, and then you spot him a little bit of a lead.
And Scherzer had kind of a weird year in that he tied with Dan Straley for the most homers allowed in the NL at 31 apiece, but he led baseball with 284 Ks. Is this a case, perhaps, Jack, where Max falls a little bit too much in love with trying to get the strikeout?
I think the strikeout sometimes is a blessing and a curse. I think what it does is it gives you the confidence, believing that you can always throw a ball in the strike zone, a swing and miss pitch, and get a guy out. But it also makes you believe that at any time you can strike a guy out, when you got to give that hitter credit and understand what he's trying to do against you, you make a mistake sometimes and it'll cost you. Home runs are part of the deal for Scherzer this year, but strikeout's a big part of it too.